I lived in Helena for a short time after I graduated because I got married for 2 months. It was not a good thing. I won't get into details because it's very complicated and not very flattering, but I came back to Butte then, and that's when I started to work for the drug program. I was married a second time, and that one lasted 5 months, so it was not much of a success either. And then I met my husband in 1986, and we've been together ever since. So I guess I just had to try things. I was bartending at the Sportsman. I spent almost 20 years between the Sportsman and the M&M. And he just had moved here from Washington. He had a black leather jacket and a braid to his waist and drove a Harley. So I immediately thought, oh boy, a bad boy. Oh, good. You know, so we went out, went to my house, and an ex-boyfriend tried to murder us with a pick. He broke down the door and came in and took a few swings at us. And Scott knocked him out and got him out the door. And we called the police, and it was my friend Jocko Jimmings, and he came and took him to jail. And then somehow the guy led them to believe that he lived there, which he didn't, and so they let him out an hour after. But he broke every window in the house when he came back, but we had gone. Scott took me to his house because he said, that guy's nuts. I said, yes. Prior to that, he said to me, is there anything you forgot to tell me?